Her side and hadn't come back. Apparently, Dimitri had gotten hurt in another accident and was even now in the same hospital as Carter. The Montgomerys sure liked coming to medical centers. Carter should know that. He had married a Montgomery after all, and he had spent more time in hospitals with Roxy than he cared to admit. He swallowed down bile from the pain, tried to push the thoughts from his head. He had to do that often when it came to Roxy. Not think, not dwell. It was better for both of them. He just focused on the now and not the past, and sure as hell not the future. Mace leaned forward in his chair, his expression concerned. You want me to get you something? Carter shook his head, at least as much as he was able. I'm fine, just bored. True, somewhat. Mace snorted. Well, I'm not going to lie, I'm glad you're bored, because you're here and able to be bored. I guess that's true. If I have time to be bored, I guess I have time to heal. I'd just rather be home while I do it. But as soon as Carter said the words, he wasn't sure that was true. Home was awkward, it wasn't easy. Home was full of memories, the depth of them piled on top of one another like coats of paint that had never been chipped away, taking away his breath. He was suffocating, trying to figure out what to say, trying not to step on toes, even his own. He hated it, but he didn't know how to stop it, didn't know how to make things better. He didn't know if there was a better. It would be easier if he didn't love Roxy. Things were always easier if love wasn't in the equation. Carter? He pulled himself from his thoughts again. He needed to. What? Mace's voice was low and far too careful. Her mom sent her home, said she needed to take a shower and get some sleep. She's been in the waiting room or by your side since she ran into the ER after we all found out about the accident. You know she'd be here if she could, but the folks pretty much dragged her out of the room to get herself together, and that's why I'm here. Carter couldn't think about that right then. He didn't want her to see him like this. He already felt like only part of a man most days he saw her. This way, weak and not himself, he didn't want to do that to her. Where's Daisy? The she they had been talking about was Roxy, of course, but they could come back to that. The fact that Carter's brother-in-law, or his soon-to-be brother-in-law, if Mace and Adrian had anything to say about it, was there, was nice. But the man had a daughter at home. He was the sole provider for the child ever since Daisy's mom ran out on her. Between Adrian and Mace and the rest of the Montgomerys, there was always childcare, but Carter didn't like pulling Mace away from his kid. She's with my sisters. They drove down from Denver, Mace replied. Carter nodded, thankful that Mace's two sisters had come to help out. He knew they didn't see their niece very much and were trying to make the hour and a half trip more often, but still, he didn't really like the fact that everyone had to change their plans because of him. He decided to change the subject. So, they caught the person that did it? The sabotage? Mace nodded. Yeah, there was the one person who actually did it, but the person that orchestrated it? Molly? She is going to either be behind bars or getting the help she needs. She attacked Dimitri, too, in their old home. So something was definitely off there. But it makes me so fucking angry that it even got to this point. She could have hurt a lot more people. She did hurt a lot of people. I'm just glad Thea wasn't alone back there, you know, Carter said, picking at some of the fuzz on his hospital blanket. I don't think any of us want to think about it. Adrian's ready to bust some kneecaps, I think, she's so damn angry. Well, your girl stood up for herself when she needed to, and she wants to stand up for others whenever she can. She could pretty much kick my ass if she wanted to. I think she could kick all our asses, especially with you down for the count right now. But you're going to be okay. You're going to be right back to fighting shape and ready to kick all of our asses soon, especially considering that out of the four of us, Dimitri, me, Shep, and you, you're pretty much the most built. Well, with my job, I have to be. That's the truth. With two tattoo artists and a teacher, the mechanic who has to lift things other than a pencil or pen all day is probably going to be the one with the most muscle. It's going to be okay, Carter. Make sure you tell your wife that.